We're going to learn Daf Hei Amud Aleph of Maseches Avodah Zarah. We're holding on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. We are at the word Utsricha, just a couple of lines into the page, third line of the page. So the Gemara is going to explain why the Torah has to write both the story of the Egel and the story of David HaMelech and Bathsheba, if the point of both of them is the same, that future generations should know that you can always do tshuva, that there's always an opportunity to do tshuva. So why do I need that message twice? Why did not just write the story, but why did they have to sin? Why did both stories have to in fact happen? So says Gemara Utsricha, the Torah has to write both of these stories, the idea that tshuva worked in both of these situations. The Yashminan Yachid, if it only would have said the story of Yachid of David HaMelech Mishum to Mefarsim Chata'i, because it's not such a public sin. Abul Tzibur, the Mefarsim Chata'i, we am alone. But at Tzibur, where it's a public sin, I would think that Tshuva wouldn't help. V'yashmin and Tzibur, and if it only would have told me Tzibur Mishum to Nefishi Rachamayu, I would say that there's a great deal of Rachamim for the Tzibur. Abul Yachid, the Lova Alima Zuchusei, am alone. But a Yachid doesn't have these amount of Zuchuyos that a Tzibur would have, so I would think Tshuva does not help for a Yachid who commits such an egregious sin. That's why we need both of the stories. And this is exactly what Rabbi Shmuel Nachmani Amar Bjornson says. What does the pasuk mean when it says in Shmuel Beis, Nu'um David ben Yishai, Nu'um Hagever, Hukam Ol? So Nu'um David ben Yishai Shehekim Ula Shel Tshuva. It means that David ben Yishai is the one that established the idea of Tshuva, that a person could have Kapara through Tshuva. Now the Gemara says another statement of Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan. V'am Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kala osa mitzvah achas b'olam hazeh, mikdamto v'halech zofanav l'olam haba. Anyone who does a single mitzvah in this world, the mitzvah will go ahead of him and walk in front of him in olam haba. Shenemar v'halech l'fanecha tzidkecha u'kvod Hashem ye'asvecha. That the tzedakah that you did in this world is going to go in front of you in olam haba, and through that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring you to a place of the nefashos of the where the tzaddikim are put in olam above. Kol over aveira achas, and a person who doesn't want aveira in this world, milafafto malichasul yom hadin, that aveira will wrap itself around him and bring him and schlep him to the yom hadin. Shneimar yilofsu orchos darkam, that the way you went in your life is going to enwrap you. Rabbi Lazar Omer kshura bo kekelav, that the aveira that you do will stick with you like a dog. Shneimar velo shama ile lishkovetzla li Yosema, that Yosef would not listen to the Eshes Potiphar to lie with her, to be with her. And we darshin, Lishkavetzla is Ba'olam Hazeh, and Liyosema is Ba'olam Haba. Because if he would have slept with her, then it would have slept him, that would have stuck with him in Olam Haba as well. So main point over here, mitzvahs that you do lead your path into Olam Haba, and averus that you do wrap themselves around you and remain connected to you in Olam Haba. Amri Shlakish, Bov and Achse Tov Lavasenu. We should go have a Karas Atov to our forefathers. Shel Malehin Lochatu, Anu Lo Banu Liolam. Had they not sinned, we never would have come into the world. Shenemar, Ani Amati Elukimatem Vrelon Kulchem, Chibaltem At Masechem, Achen Kadum Tumusun. That the Pasuk says that we were Makabal the Torah, we were like Malachim who couldn't have any children. But once we were Chibaltem Masechem, once we did the Egel, we did some bad things, so then Achen Kadum Tumusun. We lost that Maila, and we're like regular people. L'meimra di ilo chatu lavu maldi. Does that mean that had we not sinned, we would not have been able to have children? V'aksiv atem pru revu. But the pasuk says there's a mitzvah of pru revu that obviously existed at Kabbalah Satora before Echela Egel. So the Gemara explains ad Sinai that no, that mitzvah of pru revu is only until we're mekabel the Torah. In fact, the Gemara, and that mitzvah of pru revu wasn't just given to Adam Rishon and to Noach, but Sinai namiksi. By our Sinai, it also says that we should go be told to go back la'aleichem, to go back to our tents. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not to have children. That's just for the simcha of the mitzvah of ona, the joy of having the mitzvah of ona. But not that we're able to, that we were ever destined to be molid banim. We were never destined to have children until the chere egel. I v'aksiv l'manitav lehem Livnehem. Pasuk says that we're going to have children because our reward is going to come to us and to our children. So the Gemara Gemara says La Osan Ha'um de Mal Har Sinai. That just means the children that we've had, that we had already at the time of Har Sinai. What does the pasuk mean when it says Zeh Sefer Tol Dos Adam V'chi Sefer Ha'il Al Adam Rishon? What, did Adam Rishon have some sort of book? Melami Cherlo Hakadosh Baruch Hu Adam Rishon Dor Dor V'Dor Shav Dor Dor V'Chachamav Dor Dor U'Farnasav. Hashem showed Adam Rishon all future generations and its leaders, its wise men, its supporters. Kivan Shigil L'Dor Shel Rabbi Akiva, when he got to witness what was going to take place in the generation of Rabbi Akiva, Samach B'Torasov V'Nesatziv B'Misaso, Moshe Rabbeinu was overjoyed by the Torah of Rabbi Akiva, but he was so saddened by the tragic death of Rabbi Akiva. Omer Velima Yakru Re'echa Kel, and he said that he can't fathom what HaKadosh Baruch is thinking in doing this. So apparently what we see from here is if he's being shown Dor Dor V'Dor Shav, I mean Adam Rishon, Namash Rabbein, if he's being shown all the future generations, don't you see, and all the way down to Rabbi Akiva, don't you see that we are destined to have children even after Kabbalah's HaTorah, and it wasn't only the Chereigel that messed everything up and allowed us to have children? So the Gemara brings another raya that's the case. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Ein ben David ba at sheyichlu neshamos shebaguf. Ben Mashiach is only going to come when all of the neshamos are emptied out of the certain storage facility in Shemayim that carries all the neshamos. Shenemar, that's why, by the way, one of the reasons that Judaism encourages large families is because that brings about the coming of Mashiach, meaning the technical mitzvah of Purim Ravu is really only one boy, one girl. Why is it then that many people are makbid to have way more than that? So there's a midos chasidus of babokr zor zorecha lerev al tanach yadecha to have more than one boy, one girl, but so many more. Why is it that we have such large families? Part of the reason is that we're trying to bring about the coming of Mashiach, and the more neshamos we bring into this world, the closer we come to Mashiach. Shenemar, the pasuk says ki liolamar v'lo netzach ktsov ki ruach milfanei yatov neshamos. And Yassisi, that Hashem is saying, I'm not going to delay the Gula forever. I'm not going to stay angry with the Jewish people forever. The only reason the Gula hasn't come is because there are still neshamos in this guf up in Shemaim. And once all those neshamos come out into the world, Gula will come to the world. So you see that there are ruchos in the guf. So apparently, we are meant to bring these children into the world. So based on all of that, the Gemara says, you know what? We must have misunderstood. It can't be that we were never destined and intended to have children until the Chet Ha'egel. Lo tema, we shouldn't say that it's not for the Chet Ha'egel, anu lo banu liolam, ela kimi shelo banu liolam. It would mean that we would pale in comparison to our forefathers to such an extent that it would be as if we don't exist. Lemeimer di lo chatu lava maisi, does that mean to say that had they not sinned with the Egel, they never would have died? Vaksiv parshas Yevamos, parshas Nachlos, but part of the Torah is what to do in a Yibum situation which involves somebody dying. It's what to do in a Yerusha situation which involves somebody dying. So the Gemara says, Al Tanai. Yeah, those parshios are only given to the Jewish people on the condition that they do something to ultimately deserve death. But as it stood before the Chet Ha'egel, that generation never would have died. Says Gemara, Umiksi Bikrai Al Tanai, Psukim are written Al Tanai. In, yeah, it's exactly right. What does pasuk mean when it says vayivoker yom hashishi? Melamed shis Hakadosh Baruch Hu ma'aseh bereishis va'amar. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made a tenai into the very creation of the world, and he said, "In mekablin Yisrael es haTorah mutav." If the Jewish people accept the Torah on the yom hashishi, the sixth day of Sivan, wonderful. Vimlav achsiroschem latov avo. And if not, I'm going to turn them back to tov avo. So Meisvei asks the Gemara that had we not sinned with the egel, we really wouldn't have died. What do you do with the pasuk? Mi yitain v'haya levavam ze lahem. That, and the pasuk continues, lirosi lishmars kol mitzvosai kol yamim lemanitav lem levneim liolam. So the pasuk means to say levatal mehem malach hamaves, that we would have iefshar to be mevatal malach hamaves. That's not possible. Shekvar nigzra gezeira. That already is malach hamaves is visiting us from the time of Adam Rishon. Hallo kiblu yisrael satar el kadesh lo te'um of lashon shalom. Goletzis pension, the Tova that were promised is not that the Malach HaMavis won't have any power over us, but that the Goyim won't have any power over us if we behave properly. So you see that we were always destined to die, even without having committed the Chet HaEgel. That was already from the time of Adam Rishon. So what exactly did the Chet HaEgel cause? You know, it didn't cause that we were born. That was incorrect. It didn't cause that our forefathers would ultimately die. That was going to happen anyway. So it says, "Where Hudi Amar Ki Aitana Reish Lakish?" When he said, "Had we not sinned with the Egel, they would still be alive," holds like the following Tana: "The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Amar Lo Kibli Yisrael Satara El Kadesh Shalei Malach Hamaves Sholeit Bahen." That in fact there is this Tana that holds that the sin of the Egel is what brought gives the Malach Hamaves power to control us. Shenemar, Ani Amarti Alukim Atem Mevnelion Kulchem Chibaltem Maaseichem Achein Ka'adam Tumusun, and that's why we die, because we've done bad things. Rabbi Yosi Nami, but according to Rabbi Yosi, what are you going to do? Haksiv L'Manitav L'Mevneim Ad Olam. Sounds like Tovu Hu Dahavia, that when we're mekabel the Torah, there will be good, but Hamisa Ika, but there's still going to be death. So Amalach Kivin Delak Hamisa in the Chatova Gedol Mizu. He says, no, what is the greatest Tova? The greatest Tova is no death. And that's why Rabbi Yossi maintains that had we not committed the Egel, we would not die. So the Gemara asks on the first price that it said that it's impossible that we wouldn't die. The Tanakama Nami, the Tanakama, what's he going to do? Aksiv Pasuk says, Achein Ka'adam Tumusun, that it sounds like if we would not have sinned, then we never would have died. So my Misa Anius. No, it means we wouldn't have been poor. To Amar Mar, Arba Chashuvim Kamesim, because there are four people that are like they are dead, even though they aren't dead. Neilu Hain, Ani, Suma, Mitzora, Misha, and Lobanim. A poor person, a blind person, a person who has Saras, and someone who doesn't have children. So before we get into all of that, let's make a main point over here. The Gemara had suggested that had the Egel not been committed, future generations would have never been born. But we reject that suggestion. And then we suggest, Machlokas Tanoim, that perhaps if the Egel would not have been committed, our forefathers never would have died. But that's subject to Machlokas. Okay, so now we move on to the next issue, which is that there are these four people that are like they are dead. So the Gemara tries to show a source for each one. Ani d'chsiv ki mesu kala anoshim. The Pasuk says that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, you can go back to Mitzrayim because all the people that want you dead have died themselves. Umaninu dasan v'aviram. And they are dasan v'aviram. But we know that they weren't dead. Umi mesu. What, were they dead? Mahavu havu. They were absolutely alive. They were still alive in the times of Korach v'Adaso. Se ela sheyardu minichseim. It means that they lost all their influence because they were no longer wealthy. Suma d'chsev. How do I know Suma is considered like a dead person? Because the pasuk says, "Bim machashakim hushiveni kemesei olam." So you see that a Suma sits in the darkness and is considered like a mace. Mitzora d'chsev. Someone who has saras is considered like a mace because the pasuk says, "By Miriam who had saras al natihi kames." Umishen lobanim. And how do I know someone who doesn't have children is like a mace? D'chsev, because the pasuk says, "Havli vanim v'im ayin mesa anoch." That Rachel saw that Leah had all these children, that she didn't have any children. She said to Yaakov, give me children, because without that mesa anochi. So main point, the four that are considered like a mace are an ani, as we see from Dasan Aviram, a suma, as we see from the Pasuk Necha, a mitzora, as we see from Miriam, and a childless person, as we see from Rachel. So once we quote this Pasuk of Miyitein Vayu Levavim Zelahem Yira, the Gemara quotes another mimer relating to this pasuk. Tan Rabbanan, im b'chukosei telechu, ein im elo lashon tachnunim. In is Hashem asking something of us. Hashem requesting of us. V'cheinu omer, and that's why the pasuk says, lu ami shomeali kimatei ve'em achnia. If the Jewish people would only listen to me, I would humble their enemies. V'omer, and the pasuk says, lu k'shafta l'motzosei v'ikanor shlomecha v'ikachol zarecha v'tzeetzei me'echa. From these psukim, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu begs Bnei Yisrael, please listen to me, because it says lu, which is lashon of tchina, of begging. So Gemara brings a brisa about the pasuk of mi yitein vayil levav mzelehem liira that we mentioned before. So Tan Rabbanan, mi yitein vayil levav mzelehem liira v'chulei. The pasuk goes on. Amale Moshe Yisrael, Moshe saying to the Jewish people, kfuye tova bnei kfuye tova, you ingrates, the children of ingrates. B'shash Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, mi yitein vayil levav mzelehem, ha'ilem lomer teinata. When Hashem said, "Mi yitein vayil levav mzelehem," the Jewish people should have said, "You give us a lev liyiros chakal hayamim. You should give us the heart to fear you." So the Gemara explains why that's a kfuye tova. So the Gemara explains kfuye tova duchsiv v'nafshenu katsa belechem aklokel. The pasuk says that they were kfuye tova because Hashem gave them man, which was something that was this miraculous food that absorbed into their bodies perfectly. They didn't even have to use the bathroom, and they say, we're disgusted by this food. B'nei Kfuye Tova, and they are the children of Kfuye Tova, d'chsiv, because the pasuk says by Adam Rishon telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem asked, did you eat from the Eitz Hadas that I told you not to eat from? Adam says, Ha'ish asher nasati imadi, he nasin li mina Eitz v'ochel. It's the woman that you gave me, she's the one. Now that was the greatest favor Hashem could have done to him, is giving him a woman. And yet, he complains about it. Va'af Moshe Rabbeinu l'ramza lehan l'Yisrael el l'achar arba'im shana. And even Moshe Rabbeinu only hinted to this after 40 years. Shenemar v'alech eschem b'midbar arba'im shana uksiv l'nas nashem l'chem leiv. Amar Rabbi Shema mina we see the message is that a person doesn't really fully understand his Rebbe until 40 years later. So the last main point over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu said that we are ingrates, the children of ingrates. We were ungrateful about the man, and our forefathers were ungrateful, and Adam Rishon was ungrateful about having Chava. But nevertheless, he only gave us Musar about it 40 years later, because we are only prepared to understand the Musar when it comes 40 years later. Okay, we'll stop there, and Be'ez Hashem will pick up with Daf Hayamid Beis next time.